This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't imagine what it is. You know what? Listen, it wasn't any place to be when it was open and selling burgers.
No.
Right?
No, can't and that imagine. Was what, 10, 15 years ago or whatever?
Gotta
it was?
Be, yeah. Things been sitting idle, empty for a long time.
Yeah.
So can't imagine what it was.
Well,
like in there.
Yeah, no, I.
No idea what, if there's, I don't know if there's anything going in there, or they'll probably put up another goddamn Burger King.
Well, it's, you know, that you can't let spaces sit like that because then, you know, you got. Fuck wipe kids breaking windows and shit like that. Like you can't, you know, it's that whole thing. Hey, so I am proud to announce in the spirit of the Trump Bible, I am proud to announce that we finally have our first sponsor of the... Yes, of the TGO Radio podcast.
Oh, right on.
All Americans need a podcast in their home, and I listen to many. But I have one favorite... It's my favorite podcast. It's a lot of people's favorite podcast. I want a lot of people to listen to it. You have to have it for your heart, for your soul. TGO Radio is under siege. We must protect content that is pro-pussy. We love pussy, and we have to protect anything that is pro-pussy. I'm proud to endorse and encourage you to listen to TGO Radio. We must make America laugh again.
Well, thank you, Don, very much.
Well, my God. Thank you, former President Trump. Jesus Christ, that is fantastic.
Yeah.
Ooh, I hate to hear what you had to pay for that. As broke as that motherfucker is right now. That's
isn't that amazing?
Spectacular.
Oh,
that is.
I mean, tell me.
All Americans need a podcast in their home, and I listen to many. But I have one favorite. It's my favorite podcast. It's a lot of people's favorite podcast.
Yeah.
I want a lot of people to listen to it. You have to have it for your heart, for your soul.
Have it for your heart.
TGO Radio is under siege. We must protect content that is pro-pussy. We love pussy, and we have to protect anything that is pro-pussy. I'm proud to endorse and encourage you to listen to TGO Radio. We must make America laugh again.
Oh, my God.
Pro pussy. Jesus.
You realize that if you get that out to Trump Nation, we'll have tons of fucking listeners.
Oh,
if he
God.
Tells them to listen, they will. Wow.
I apologize. The coughing is continuing, but my voice is at least better. This is TGO Radio.
That
everybody.
Fucking AI shit is creepy, man.
That may be the most frightening thing I've ever done. Like, it sounds just like him. It's got the pauses.
Yeah.
And the way he talks, the way he pauses. Like, it's the creepiest thing I've ever done. It is. Now, if you just listen to it from the creepy point of view, it's the creepiest thing I've ever been upon. I mean, it really is.
So did you write that script then?
All Americans need a podcast in their home, and I listen to many. But I have one favorite. It's my favorite podcast. It's a lot of people's favorite podcast. I want a lot of people to listen to it. You have to have it for your heart, for your soul. TGO Radio is under siege. We must protect content that is pro-pussy. We love pussy, and we have...
Like when he pauses, like that's how he talks.
Yeah.
Tell me that's not the most frightening thing you've ever heard.
I'm telling you, you get this out to Trump Nation, and we'll have listeners at least for
that one is pro-pussy. I'm proud to endorse and encourage you to listen to pro-pussy. We love pussy, and we have to protect anything that is pro-pussy. I'm proud to endorse and encourage you to listen to TGO Radio. We must make America laugh again.
When we get closer to the debates and the elections, there might be some Trump-Biden stuff. It is. I mean, that was the – when I heard that, I got the idea for the script from the commercial he did for that Bible.
Yeah.
And that's where I got the idea to have it phrased that way. And, I mean, it is indistinguishable from that Bible thing he did. Where's the Bible thing? Did I still have that in here?
I don't think I've heard his Bible commercial.
Well.
All Americans need a Bible in their home, and I have many.
Tell me, I mean.
It's my favorite book. It's a lot of people's favorite book.
Oh, my God.
It's a 3.5 minute, so I'm not playing the whole thing. But this is what I used for the Trump voice.
I want to have a lot of people have it. You have to have it for your heart, for your soul. Christians are under siege. We must protect content that is pro-God. We love God, and we have to protect anything that is pro-God.
So I went from God to pussy, of course, because
that's a natural
progression.
Sure.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
But so I took that clip and uploaded it, and that's what I use. I wrote the script out. It's the creepiest thing I've ever done. I couldn't believe it.
Whew.
Yeah. Right?
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. God, that's awesome. That's almost as good as American Hitler.
Yeah. Did you listen to the clip I sent you, the Batman Heimlich?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I did.
Let me see if I can find that real quick. Where's the one? Like, where's the original one? Okay, here it is.
You know, Robin, quite often people choke on a piece of food they're eating.
Right. What can you do for them?
Well, if I were choking, you'd stand behind me, wrap your arms around my waist, then make a fist with one of your hands and put it against my abdomen with your thumb against my body, slightly below my rib cage. Grab your fist and press in and upward.
Fucking threaten me with a good time, Batman.
Push up more than once. Try it again. It's important to get it right. Someone's life may depend on it.
Okay, so last Friday night, or last Saturday night, in a hurry, I did this edit and put it at the end of the show. If it'll play.
Stand behind me, wrap your arms around my waist, then make a fist with one of your hands and put it against my press in and upward.
Nice. That was nice.
You might have to press and push up more than once. Try it again. It's important to get it right. Someone's life may depend on it.
No. So here's
just a tip.
here's what I did today, and this one is a lot cleaner than that first one.
Stand behind me, then make a fist with one of your hands and put it against my grab your fist and press in and upward. You might have to press and push up more than once. Try it again. It's important to get it right. Someone's life may depend on it.
Ooh, we have entry.
Stand behind me and make a fist.
Okay.
Will do.
Right on, Batman.
Stand behind me, then make a fist with one of your hands and put it against my...
Holy...
Grab your fist and press in the...
Holy bleeding assholes, Batman.
He says abdomen there, but you shorten it and you add the beep that it... Oh, yeah, well...
You get the A.
Yeah.
That's great.
One of your hands and put it against my... Grab your fist and press in and upward. You might have to press and push up more than once. Try it again. It's important to get it right. Someone's life may depend on it.
I love how he builds at the end. He's stressing more and more until that last...
I'm using the whole fist, Doc. Just relax. Man. Oh,
that's fucking great.
That the best?
That worked out so well. Jesus.
Your life may depend on it.
Holy shit.
I was not coughing at all today until I had to do 3 hours of training today.
Yeah.
And I fucking have been coughing ever since. It's the shits. It's the worst. But the thing is, by and large, gone. A little bit of snot nosing.
Yeah.
A little bit of, by and large, it is gone. What's going on? TGO Radio, the world tour continues on April 17th, I'm going to be in Indianapolis for AEW Wrestling. Feel free to not come up and say hello. Don't do that. I don't want to meet anybody, but I'm just so you know, I'm going to be on the road. Then in late July, I'm going to be in Wisconsin for the beloved Braves at the Brewers for a couple of games.
Okay.
Brewers are fucking power. How they're undefeated right now.
Are they?
Yeah.
Well, didn't they go pretty far last year?
April 17th, so I'll be in Indianapolis, and then Milwaukee in late July. I don't recall. I can't tell you who won the World Series. In November, I have no clue. Exactly.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. I don't know. I could barely tell you who won the Super Bowl. If it had been against the Niners, I would not know. I would not remember.
Oh, it's Kansas City, right?
There you go. Yeah.
Well, I had to think about that for a second.
Me too.
Jesus Christ, we watched the fucking thing together.
Yes, we did.
That's bad.
Yeah. Well, I mean, wow. But it's a who gives a
it's,
shit.
I just don't care. Yeah, I just don't care anymore.
If it were the Niners, I'd remember. But it's not the Niners. It was, Kansas City. Caitlin Clark, would you?
Who's Caitlin Clark?
That girl that plays basketball for Iowa. All-time leading scorer in college basketball. Not women's basketball. All-time leading scorer.
Oh, the one.
In basketball, full stop. Yeah. I mean, I think you have to for the story.
What story?
That you fucked Caitlin Clark, you buffoon.
No, I'm not.
No, you're not seeing it, huh?
No, I'm really not.
I've done worse for less.
All-time
leading scorer in college basketball. Not women's basketball, all of college basketball.
She's got these fucking caterpillars living above her eyes.
Yeah.
That distracts.
That chick.
That fucking shit is Amazonian downstairs.
That
fucking
chick
bush country.
Is a fucking assassin. She is a badass.
Oh, yeah. Don't want your fucking story, Inc. The fuck off my browser. Piece of fucking shit.
There was a video of her at some game with her boyfriend the other day, and I was like, boyfriend? I would have...
I'd have pegged her for a lesbian.
I would have lost that bet.
She's a college female basketball player.
But I mean, and she is an assassin, man. She's a badass. She can go to the WNBA and make $72,000 a year.
Make 72 bucks a game?
Right. Or she can go do, any one of a number of things and make millions and millions of dollars, as she should. But yeah.
So she's the all-time leading scorer
in college basketball, male and female.
Oh, be damn.
She beat Pete Maravich earlier this season.
Pistol Pete.
Yep.
Yeah, no, she. Yeah,
I would do it.
Anything for me.
Yeah, I got to do it. She'd probably whip my ass.
Well, I'm sure she'd fucking take you down.
Are you falling for the eclipse gimmick, or have you? Is it not getting? I was training two guys today, two not white guys today, and I told both of them that the eclipse is the white man's favorite thing.
Oh yeah,
of the year.
Yeah,
like, the white people are all about the eclipse.
Oh right, yeah, we're all about it.
I got glasses on my desk so I can want like I'm, you know, we're all in.
I love that kind of stuff. I think that's neat.
That's neat.
Well, it is. I mean, it doesn't happen all the time. It's cool that we're almost in the direct.
Yeah, like
we're almost. We're like 4% away from being in the in the path of totality. So it's gonna be cool as long as the weather holds out. And I mean, I've been outside at night. I know what it's like when it's dark. So you know, but it's when something like this happens and it comes around, there's a lot of attention to it. Oh, it just makes me just think back to how you know ancient peoples that. You know, didn't know where rain came from. That really must have fucked them up when it got dark like that for a few minutes during the day.
I
you know?
I barely can tell you where rain comes from. Fuck the ancient people.
But, no, I'm sick of everything else that goes around with this. I have fucking had it.
Give me a
with eclipse. Okay, there's a fucking... I gotta look this up. There's a group of fucking people... They're trying to make it so that blind people can experience the fucking eclipse. Blind people can experience something that you see.
Ah, is that right?
Yeah.
How are they? I hesitate to ask, but how are they going to do that? Handheld device allows blind people to experience the solar eclipse.
Oh, we got to play this.
Yeah, go ahead and play it.
No matter the weather,
hey, there's an ad.
Should always shine.
Say it ain't so.
Phelan, and this is Phelan.
Shut the fuck up.
Smile. When patients choose to be treated in my office, they are in the hands of people.
That first girl they showed was genuinely horrible, that girl. I mean, she was a genetic disaster. They ought to be studying
Christ, how long is this fucking commercial?
Yeah, well.
At Phelan Orthodox.
Ugh.
While many people will look to the skies with protective glasses for the solar eclipse, people who are blind or visually impaired will be able to hear and feel the event.
Yeah, 13 Action News reporter Alexis Means live tonight to tell us some about
No, they won't. They're blind.
Duh.
What are they going to hear? All right, go ahead and play that. I'm anxious to know what they're going to hear.
It's called the light sound
about
device.
About the visual-only event.
Diane and Lee, you may watch it with your eyes, but others are going to experience it through headphones or speakers.
Jeff. What the fuck? It's close encounters.
Okay. It's light. It's dark now.
Dark now.
Dark.
Dark. Light. All you hear in your ears is light. Dark. Dark.
Light. And it's over.
Oh my God, that was amazing. Fuck. If I were blind, I'd tell these motherfuckers to go pound sand and quit pandering to my fucking disability. Yeah,
exactly.
Knock it off. God damn, not everybody has to be fucking included. Not everybody can be fucking included.
Well, now they got a little
You know,
wand.
Are we going to have a fucking track and field event for paraplegics? No. Not unless you're going to let me fucking roll them down the goddamn track.
And if we do,
I'm in.
It's important that I be able to watch that at all costs. I need to see some stumbling. Have I need to see some falling. I need to see some crying.
The paraplegic toss.
It's got to happen.
Just, can you fucking leak? Can you just stop trying to fix everything? Stop it.
Oh, no. They're not going to try to fix it. That would be a real effort.
Oh.
This is lip service. This is something we can do to, you know.
This green box is called a light sound device. It will help people who are blind or visually impaired experience the solar eclipse with their ears. The executive director of the Sight Center...
Look at this fucking fruit.
I fucking hate
Look
him.
At this fucking fruit.
He ought to be running a cult where they fucking... wear Nikes and kill themselves. Slice their nuts off. Fucking fuck this idiot.
Oh, it's Bo Peep or whatever.
Fucking the hell, Bob Comet. Go fuck yourself. It's asshole.
Senator of Northwest Ohio, Tim Tuggy, is visually impaired.
Tim Tuggy?
Well, he looks like the Vulture. So if he wasn't visually impaired, someone should fucking tell him what's going on. He looks like a goddamn supervillain.
Yeah, he does, yeah.
Fucking Lex.
What's neat about this is it becomes a very public, communal way to experience it.
You don't think it's going to be communal now? Every fucking single person is going to be standing outside, you fucking dope. I can't. Brian, I can't anymore. I really can't with fucking humanity. I can't. Look at that.
It's a fat woman with a dykey haircut.
No, that's a dude.
That's a dude? Boy. All right,
It's Pat. Let's just call it Pat.
Let's let it jiggle around some more and we'll see if we can find out.
It becomes a very public, communal way to experience it.
Bowling Green State University professor, Dr. Kate Dellenbusch,
shows
us how the device works.
The device has a light sensor kind of on the chip that's behind the hole there. And
I mean, that is the dykiest.
The chip behind the hole?
What's that? I mean, that is the dykiest haircut.
That's
I've given up. Completely given up. That's, you know. Wow.
Dr. Kate D.
Yikes.
And so that light sensor is detecting how much light there is.
No shit.
Hitting it.
No shit. Did you know that? Did you know that a light detector detects light?
So what? It goes dark and then it sings at you continually for a minute and then what? So what?
It's dark, Brian. It's dark. Now it's lightning up.
Dark, dark, dark. Light, 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 light. Now it's over. Okay.
Dark, dark, dark. Light, 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 light.
Fucking dumb.
All the time, and converting that into sound. Oof. Where it's presenting a higher pitch. When
I think you ought to convert that to a chin fillet, because a chin fillet, because that fucking second neck is in trouble. Wow.
Oh, boy.
Holy smokes. Wow.
It's a good-looking son you got. Oh, wait a minute. It's a fine-looking boy.
Shouldn't you be at a Ghostbusters convention somewhere? What are you doing?
When there's more light and a lower pitch when there's less light.
Got it.
BGSU obtained the light sound devices through a grant to Harvard and its center.
A grant?
That means it's your money and my money funding this.
Everything's fucking your money and my money.
For astrophysics, the devices were first used during the 2017 total solar.
Isn't that what they used to write the theme to Star Trek?
Yeah.
It's like a fucking theremin.
Eclipse.
So for the eclipse, this will happen really slowly, right? Because it's not changing very
quickly. We got it.
Teggy.
Sounds like right about there, Nosferatu ought to be creeping across the fucking courtyard holding his coffin.
Carrying a coffin. That's the dumbest scene of that movie.
It's great.
He's fucking.
I remember.
Just carrying a casket across the fucking courtyard.
When Trixie and I went to see that in nearby city theater, and they had the real pipe organ, the guy playing along to it, and we were sitting there, and it was fun. I mean, it was really cool. Neat thing to see.
I'm sure.
But that scene where he comes creeping on, we're both just sitting there going, fucking laughing.
Stupidest thing. Someone's going to remake that, finally.
Yeah.
And I hope they include that where he's carrying a comically small coffin across the fucking courtyard.
I watched The Last Voyage of the Demeter last night that was out last year.
How was that?
It was all right. It's a vampire flick, you know? Yeah. I like that Bram Stoker story.
There's not a lot of new ground you can cover with.
Urges people to use their senses if they are not around a light sound device.
Be aware of, like,
So
okay, if I'm okay. Now wait a minute. Let me see if I get this straight. If I'm blind and I don't have his little fucking device, I got to use my senses. I don't have those senses, stupid.
Well, you're
listen. Hey, can somebody turn the eclipse up, please?
Well, the sun is on you. You feel the sun.
Yeah.
Then the sun's not there anymore.
So
that you can't feel the heat.
So that get out of the kitchen.
So that must be where the eclipse is happening.
Oh, my God.
And then you can feel the heat again.
Or it's going to rain, yes. Brian. It's rain.
Rain.
Fine.
Fine. Try and kill it. But, that, I mean, that is a super obscure reference. And the further we get from it, when I went to the Kevin Smith VIP thing a couple years ago.
Yeah.
We could take one item for him to sign.
Did you take the...
I took the Clerks the Cartoon DVD.
Nice.
And had him sign the...
was he surprised to see it?
Card. Nope. Didn't even fucking flinch.
Fuck no.
No, he had to hurry up
and he was happy you had bought it.
He had to hurry up and get back and smoke weed before he could do the VIP thing.
Sir, it's your call from Canada.
I'm sorry. The window for getting a call into Canada is only open once a week.
Mr. Leo! Mr. Leo!
Good day, Your Highness. No, it's not evil spirits. It's just rain. Rain. Fine. Try and kill it.
Fine.
Children.
Kill it.
Teggy encourages people to use their senses if they are not around a light sound device.
Yeah.
Be aware of, like, did I just feel the temperature drop?
Oh, my God, I was kidding when I said that.
You're a genius. Jesus Christ, you're a fucking genius. They don't call you the great one for nothing. Motherfucker.
Yes, they do. Call me that for nothing. They don't call you the great one for nothing.
So, what that tells me is that I can go out and I can start fucking with blind people by holding up a piece of cardboard and blocking the sun from them. They'll think it's fucking eclipsing every goddamn day. Not that it's clouding up and might start raining. I better get out of the fucking... Better run for cover. Nope, it's just eclipsing.
Holy shit, it got cold all of a sudden. It dropped 2 degrees here in April. What? Well, that's the eclipse. No shit. Weird.
No shit.
Say it ain't so.
Be aware of, like, did I just feel the temperature drop when the eclipse is happening? The sounds that, you know, that might happen when everybody just goes silent and then crickets start chirping in the afternoon because they think it's night or all that. But for people to be aware of what's happening beyond their vision.
Fuck off, you cultist.
Fuck it.
Anyway,
yeah, I'm done with that.
Are you, Jeff?
Peggy says you can fill a part of the historical event.
Mm-hmm.
And Harvard Education says there were approximately 750 devices built for this event and sent out at no cost to groups hosting an eclipse event. Reporting live, Alexis Means, 13 Action News.
Fuck off.
The guy I work with left today at noon to drive to Southern Illinois to watch the eclipse. White people are super into this.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's because white people need a win, you know? Like, we need something fun to do, finally.
And while all the white people are away from home and it's dark out.
Huh? Am I right?
I'm not going to say it because everybody's thinking it. You know what I'm talking about.
You don't have to say it. Heaven's Gate was an American new religious movement known primarily for the mass suicide committed by its members in 1997. This was the Hale-Bopp Comet cult that, Marshall Applewhite was that
Marshall
guy's
Applewhite.
Name. Yeah. Fucking, that's a hell of a story.
I remember that.
Feel free to look that up.
Yep. Again, was that some magic Kool-Aid that they all took?
Great question.
I think it was.
And you know what? We're overdue for a fucking mass suicide.
Yeah,
too,
we are.
By the way.
We are.
Like, we're way overdue. Yeah. Let's see.
Maybe that could be one at the Republican National Convention. Yeah, fuck both conventions this year. Fuck it. Let's take both of them. If we're lucky.
If we're lucky, the Republican National Convention and gets into a Trump plane and flies into the Democratic National Convention in Chicago.
There you go.
And they're all fucking
dead. Now we're talking.
If we're lucky.
God damn.
Let's see.
Set up those conventions like a fucking, like a Nazi fucking film review in World War II.
Yes. Marshall Applewhite taped himself, speaking of mass suicide, and quote, the only way to evacuate this earth, after asserting the comet Hale-Bopp was a sign the group had been looking for, as well as speculation that an unidentified flying object may have been trailing the comet. I'd forgotten that part. Applewhite and his 38 followers prepared for ritual suicide so their souls could reach the next level before the closure of Heaven's Gate. Each member videotaped a farewell message.
Ooh, I wonder if those are available anywhere. Oh, man. Doubtful.
Oh, that, now that's a video store. Jeff. Hey, Jeff. I do not know if these videos are available. We can do, if they are.
Oh, man, that'd be a...
We could do a video store of the Heaven's Gate cult before they kill themselves. Let me ask you this question. And I want you to think about this before we go any further with it. Are you ready to be alarmingly famous very fast for all the wrong reasons?
Because, why not?
Because that's exactly what would happen.
I wonder if you could find those.
Believed to have died in groups of three over three successive days. Suicides occurred in groups of 15, 15, and 9. Among the dead were Thomas Nichols, brother of actress Nichelle Nichols, who was best known for her role as Uhura in the original television series Star Trek.
Didn't know that. Huh.
To kill themselves, members took phenobarbital.
Oh.
Mixed with applesauce or pudding. Yeah, you see.
Pudding.
Well, you think I got the idea.
Barbiturates and pudding. That's right up your fucking alley, cuz. Jesus Christ.
I don't know why.
They stole your fucking recipe. They stole your pudding recipe, cuz.
I need my gimmick back.
Those motherfuckers stole your secret recipe.
I heard you. I tried taking him to court for stealing my secret recipe. They were all dead.
You couldn't get anybody to testify against you, could you?
I went in there and took the Nikes off their stupid dead feet. See, because there was nobody, they were all dead. Good to see the Kaz back in.
Always good to see the Kaz.
Hey, did it make me look like a pussy right now?
You know, this sure supports pussy, Bill.
I heard.
Yeah, did you?
That's a huge endorsement. Seen the Kaz. I think this is the first time we've seen the Kaz this year.
Oh, for sure this year.
Phenobarbital mixed with applesauce or pudding and washed it down with vodka. I mean,
boy, fuck, goddamn.
That's a good...
Sounds like a weekend to me,
that's
baby.
That's a good time, man.
Fucking A. Yikes.
After adjusting the applesauce pudding mix. That's
what I'm taking on the fucking Uber between McCarran and the fucking hotel.
They secured plastic bags around their heads.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they really weren't taking any chances with this, were they?
No, all 39 were dressed in identical black shirts and sweatpants, brand new black and white Nike Decades athletic shoes.
What a waste of shoes.
It really is. And armband patches reading Heaven's Gate Away Team. That's legit. I did not make that up. Oh, if we don't have a t-shirt that says Heaven's Gate Away Team, we don't have a hair on our fucking asses. That's amazing. Are you shitting me?
Captain, 39 to bury in the ground.
39 to beam up. Heaven's Gate Away Team.
Heaven's Gate Away Team Support Group.
Support group.
Ground support or something.
Heaven's Gate Away Team Security.
Wow. Heaven's Gate Away Team. Oh, boy, that's
each
funny.
Member carried a $5 bill and three quarters in their pockets. According to former members, this was standard for members leaving the home for jobs and, quote, a humorous way to tell us they all had left the planet permanently, end quote. That sounds hilarious.
Huh.
It's Gateway Team. And then you have security on the back, like a regular security chef. Why are we not doing this? Come on, man. Oh, man.
There's got to be something better to put on the back, and it's just not coming to me yet.
We have got to do this. It's got to say security on the back. Away team.
Heaven's Gate Away Team paramedic.
Well, such as it was, between the ages of 26 and 72. Oh, man. That's a good piece of business. Heaven's Gate. Oh, what's going on over there, boss? I do have one piece of news if you're interested in that.
Yes.
Are you?
Of course.
Yes.
Coming up, handsome mustachioed man recaps news in pleasing baritone.
Oh.
Stay tuned for this and more.
Thank you, American Hitler.
Apparently American Hitler by the beach, apparently, when he recorded that. Holy shit.
A terrifying video circulating on social media appears to show a man carrying a severed body part of someone killed by a train in Wasco. Sheriff's officials say this happened today near the Wasco Amtrak station on G Street. Eyewitness News reporter Lena Folk has that story, but first, we do want to warn you that some of the footage...
Please,
footage?
Footage.
Please tell me it was a foot this guy was carrying.
Well, not just a foot.
I'm not sure from where, but he came this way, and he walked all through here, and he was waving a person's leg. And well, he started chewing on it over there, he was biting it, and he was hitting it against the wall and everything.
Yeah, I've had it with people. I've had it.
I found a leg. Time to start chewing.
The construction workers laying down concrete outside the Amtrak station in Wasco until they saw a horrifying sight.
He's eating it. Hey, ¿se la está comiendo?
You are looking at what a witness says is a man eating a detached leg.
You are looking live. Yeah. And a man eating a detached leg, everybody.
Man eating a detached leg.
Fucking A right. Drop a McNugget in my lap. What am I going to do? I'm going to fucking eat it. This guy saw a leg and went, here we go.
Fucking hungry.
We're off to the races, Dad.
Guy ain't using it anymore.
We're off to the races, Dad.
A person hit by a train near the Wasco Amtrak station earlier that morning.
Just leave limbs fucking hanging around? What are we doing?
On the leg, the skin was hanging. You can see the bone.
Jose.
Show like the bone.
Yeah, she don't
Barra
need
tells
me.
Eyewitness News that when the man walked past him with the leg, he believed him to be homeless. Ibarra is...
Oh, shit. Really? Thanks, Captain Obvious.
Caller!
Homeless. Ibarra is unsure where the man came from. He says Kern County Sheriff.
Obviously, he just came from Jack in the Box. probably the Colonel, more likely.
Yes, can I have a leg, please?
I'm a leg man. Come on.
No, not a chicken leg.
No.
Hear me out. What I'm looking for.
No, just follow me.
You don't have enough 11 herbs and spices. What would they have? How would they have to prepare a leg for you to fucking gnaw into that bad boy?
Listen, before you pass judgment, hear me out.
Hear me out.
Let's see. Well, you got to start with the base. You got to start with your 11 herbs and spices.
Yeah, right.
I'd probably.
But you'd have to bend it in half to fry it. You can't just dip it in fucking herbs and spices.
Why not?
Because you got to.
You put it in your egg wash. You bathe it in your egg wash. Right. You fucking stick it in your fucking flour mix.
Right,
your seasoning mix. You put that motherfucker in the pressure fryer.
Yeah.
And fucking. Whatever. Wait your 10 minutes.
All right, but it's not. A leg is this long, and your fryer is that long.
Nah, they
got
pretty good.
You got to fold it up.
Whatever. Fucking. Get the cleaver out. You want an ankle? You want an ankle? You want a knee? What do you want?
You know, I don't eat food with bones in it. I want the fucking meat on the back of the leg. I don't want any bones. I won't eat food with bones in it.
No?
No. No. That just brought the show to a halt, didn't it?
So you don't get wings, you get chicken nuggets.
I'm not a big. Yes, I will not call them boneless wings because they're not boneless wings. They're nuggets.
Yeah, they are. They're chicken nuggets
or tenders or whatever. So I will not eat. I will not call
baby
them
food.
Boneless wings. I don't like bones in my food. I don't think that's especially.
Egregious?
No.
I think it is.
Egregious.
Egregious. Fucking spit out the gravy and speak, stupid.
Egregious. Well, thank you very much.
The gravy.
It was the gravy coming back at you, ladies and gentlemen.
News that when the man walked past him with the leg, he believed him to be homeless.
If they didn't have a look. Guy wouldn't have been able to make that fucking deduction, you know?
Homeless people got a look.
And a smell.
I know
daddy.
They got a smell.
Oh, so, they got a fucking smell, all right.
They got a stench, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh. But a look.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Oh, he looked homeless to me.
Let's
really?
See.
How do you,
Okay, first there's the smell.
Well, yeah.
And there's the what appear to be dreadlocks in his hair.
He was dragging his one foot like Kaiser Soze at the beginning of fucking Usual Suspects.
Dragging that one foot and on the other one?
But dragging that fucking foot around. I like to live the legless lifestyle.
And walked past him with the leg. He believed him to be homeless. Ibarra is unsure.
What gave it away? His Dukakis for President t-shirt? Fucking
Dukakis.
He says Kern County Sheriff's deputies stopped the man after people from the Amtrak station called the police.
I don't want to get any sirens going or anything going on, but did you guys see a leg anywhere? We're short a leg.
Listen, we're trying to find this restaurant. Where'd this guy get this fucking leg at? Looks delicious. It's huge. Biggest fucking leg I've ever seen.
We are short a leg. And kind of like putting it together in the morgue. And we're like, uh-oh. Listen, let's go out looking for it. Don't make a lot of fucking noise. We don't need to, you know.
I want to know who does the cleanup job when somebody gets hit by a train and just left this shit laying around.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Don't they have to give you a chart? All right. We got two arms. We got a torso. We got a head.
They'll drag 2-inch fucking square scraps of fucking wings off the bottom of the goddamn ocean and put them in a gymnasium and reconstruct an airplane crash right down to where it looks like you could fly that fucking thing right out of the gym. But no. Ah, what are we missing? A leg? Fuck it.
I love that there are guys autistic enough to know how to fucking do that, too. Put those planes back together. I love that shit. It's wild.
It is wild.
Was it the Lockerbie plane where they reconstructed the entire thing with a great big hole blown out of the middle of it? Man,
that's, you're right. That's some Spectrum OCD right there,
that
baby.
That is some fucking Rain Man stuff there.
Wow.
Yeah, Lockerbie. Yeah. Lockerbie plane. Yeah,
10
Lockerbie.
10 minutes to Lockerbie.
That's the show title. In minute 47.
10 minutes to Lockerbie.
10 minutes to Lockerbie.
That's good.
Hey, so I don't want to freak anybody out, but we are missing a leg. And you think they'd do the inventory? You think they'd figure that out? But no. No. 10 minutes to Lockerbie. Oh, shit.
We're missing a leg, a thing of potatoes, and some macaroni and cheese.
Best side at KFC. Go.
The mashed potatoes, I guess.
Yeah, I got. I mean, I like
the mac and cheese too. I don't know. None of them are really anything to write home about.
No, but those wedges, I'll fight you in court over. Those are good.
I don't know that I've ever had those wedges.
What?
They're like a potato wedge.
Yeah,
I fucking love those.
Yeah, buddy.
That local grocery store chain's got good fucking.
Oh yeah, yeah. Got with
good
the,
fucking Mojos, man. Mm-hmm. Mm.
When the man walked past him with the leg, he believed him to be homeless. Ibarra.
He had a hat like Popeye and a fucking.
Man came from. He says Kern County Sheriff's deputies stopped the man after people from the Amtrak station called the police.
Hello.
More videos sent into Eyewitness News shows the man waving the leg around. KCSO says...
Hey! Look at this!
The man I got a leg and you didn't. All the other bums are over there all dejected and shit.
Was that Eddie Murphy?
It won't share his leg.
What was that Eddie Murphy bit about ice cream?
I got some ice cream.
I got some dead leg.
Waving the leg around. KCSO says the man is 27-year-old Rosendo Tellez.
Weird. They probably eat legs where they're...
he didn't realize he was doing anything wrong.
Yeah. Well, in the third world country you're from...
He stumbled into his Thanksgiving dinner.
Some sides.
Taking out Tellez. Tellez was arrested for taking evidence from the scene and had multiple
Why didn't they already fucking have it?
Standing warrants.
Oh, outstanding. That's hard to believe. Outstanding warrants. Say it ain't so. Huh.
At this moment, investigators haven't said who the leg belongs to or who was hurt in the train crash, but we do know that one person...
Who was hurt in the...
Listen.
I think that's a far cry from hurt.
Does he see somebody limping around town? Might want to check. Excuse me, sir.
Excuse me.
You happen to be missing a leg.
Yeah. You're missing a leg like a diabetic there. Well, I may or may not have been hit by a train. Yeah, missing. No, I think that guy's fucking dead.
Yeah.
I think by the time your leg starts flying off, I think you can kiss
it. You got bigger problems.
I think you can kiss it all goodbye, yeah.
Investigators haven't said who the leg belongs to or who was hurt in the train crash, but we do know that one person died.
No shit, stupid. Yeah, we got it.
Again, great deduction. Could've, there, Watkins.
Could have been awarded a little bit better, actually, when you get right down to it, but it's all right. I'm not your boss. It's whatever.
But we do know that one person died. Tellez was arrested, and Kern County Sheriff's Office say it is an active investigation.
Well, that's one way of putting it, yeah. I like you to know, live.
You know what I'd do? I'd arrest him and I'd say, all right, here's a knife and fork. Finish it. Every last fucking bite of it.
Finish it. It's like when you find a kid smoking a cigarette. Yeah,
exactly. Teach you that no, we don't eat human legs. No.
Gotta shove his face in it like a fucking dog. Right?
You want to smoke a cigarette? Here's an old carton of fucking Reds. Have at it.
Fucking red apples.
Pack of red apples. Mm-hmm. Looking at something, friend?
I ain't your friend, Punchy.
What? I think you heard me, Palooka.
I ain't your friend, Punchy.
Shit.
When we did Retard Fight Club, we thought we were changing the world. man.
You get those fucking Heaven's Gates videos.
I'm going to see right now if they're available. Because, I mean...
That's going to take some scouring.
Only if you are prepared, you know, like I said, to be very famous, very fast, for all of the wrong reasons. So you got to be ready for that. I'll take that journey with you. But I need you to be ready, not fucking me. Heaven's Gate farewell videos.
You know what? They still have a website. Yeah, there you go. It's still up.
Oh, nothing worked.
God damn it.
Boy, if that ain't a fucking mid-90s, late-90s website, man.
Fuck, I had one just like that. So did Asia Carrera, the porn star.
We just sat there and gasped as each one of these members said their goodbyes.
The former Army paratrooper.
I just want to say how thankful I am to Doe and T for helping me and taking me under their wing, and all my classmates have been so great to me and all the problems I've caused.
The youngest member of the group, age 25, the oldest at 71, a mother of three.
My thoughts in these last hours are only of joy and wonder. Oh. At the thought of...
Well, I wonder how long it takes me to shit my pants after I die. That's what I wonder. Wow, the Heaven's Gate website's still up, huh?
Yeah.
Who's paying to keep that posted?
I don't know.
To order a hard copy of what? Scroll down.
Where?
Order a hard copy of our book.
Where's that?
Scroll down. Right there.
Oh.
Whoa. Last chance to evacuate Earth. 1996. Oh. I don't think it was the last chance, kids. Videotape 2, Planet Earth about to be recycled. Your only chance to survive. Leave with us. Is that like can you click on that and fucking... Now there's the transcript of the video, but I want the fucking...
What does that say?
I don't, let me see.
German translation.
Oh, in the original German, then. Okay, good. Our book entitled How and When Heaven's Gate May Be Entered. What is that? Heavensgate.com, Jeff?
Yeah. Undercover Jesus.
This fall on Fox. Undercover Jesus. Jeff, let's parody that song Undercover Angel and make it Undercover Jesus.
Undercover Jesus.
Midnight Fantasy.
There's another fucking...
Alan O'Day.
Yeah.
Undercover Angel. Oh, man. Oh, yeah. Gotcha. You're home for forgotten hits of the 70s. Just Alan O'Day, everybody. Cover Angel on TGO Radio. Oh, almost hit the post. Lonely in my bed. Then I heard a voice beside me, and she softly said, wonder is your nightlight, magic is your dream. And as I held up, she said, see what I mean. I said, what? She said, ooh, ooh, ooh. I've not heard this song in fucking a minute. Oh, yeah, it's your home for the hits. The forgotten hits of the 70s. Yeah, oh, my
and boy. This was huge.
It was just a big hit. Yeah, okay.
Big hit.
Did Alan O'Day have other hits? He said, knowing the
God,
answer.
Let's hope not. Jesus Christ.
Well, I mean... They've got a picture of the 45 here, and on the cover of the 45, he looks like he marched with Stalin in fucking 1917. So,
marched with Stalin. I said, what?
What a dry hump of a song.
Shit, this is so bad.
Undercover Angel.
Jeff.
Good gracious. Oh.
Out there somewhere.
Well, and O'Day died in 2013, everybody.
Good. Let's hope he took this piece of shit song with him. What'd he die from? This fucking song?
Mediocrity. Undercover Angel, a million-selling gold-certified American number one hit in 77.
77.
Also wrote songs for other notable performers, such as 1974's Helen Reddy number one hit, Angie Baby.
Ooh, that's a good song.
And the Righteous Brothers' number three gold hit, Rock and Roll Heaven. In the 80s, he moved from pop music to television.
To where? Television?
Television. Co-writing nearly 100 songs for the Saturday Morning Muppet Baby series.
No
in the
kidding.
90s, he wrote and performed music on the National Geographic series, Really Wild Animals.
Oh, that's really wild animals.
that is really wild.
Really
stuff.
Wild.
Brain cancer got Alan O'Day in the end.
Yeah?
Yep.
Sure it wasn't mediocre.
It was a very mediocre brain cancer, to be fair.
To be fair.
To be fair.
It's a very mediocre.
Let's see. Helen Reddy, Angie Baby, 1974. At your home for the hits.
I'm sure this is the song I'm thinking of.
I forgot hits of the 70s, everybody.
You live your life in the songs you hear on the rock and roll radio. And when a young girl doesn't have any friends, that's a really nice place to go. Folks hoping you'd turn out cool, but they had to take you out of school. You're a little touched, you know, Angie Baby.
Okay, Jeff and
this
I
This is got, the song I remember.
Jeff and I got really quiet because her voice is mesmerizing by any standard. Helen Reddy really had, I mean, she looks like a golden retriever, but her voice is absolutely smooth.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Terrific.
I remember this song.
Wow.
Lovers appear in your room each night.
Yeah, she's got a good voice. Ain't no fucking auto tune on that shit.
No, man. I mean, it is.
Fuck no.
When your daddy taps on your door. Angie girl, are you all right?
She looks like a golden retriever. Woof, woof.
I got a box of milk bones for this bitch.
Baby, you're a special lady, living in a world of make-believe.
What was her big hit? I Am Woman, right?
I Am Woman.
Oh, God. That song is...
I Am Woman, hear me roar.
Song is fucking unlistenable. It is. It's garbage. I always wanted to burn like a fucking stack of those 45s.
I see your folks have gone away. Would you dance with me today? I'll show you how to have a good time. Angie Baby.
Angie Baby.
She got a great
voice. Yeah, she really does. She's
tall like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Got a face like a Labrador, but God damn, she could fucking sing. She had some pipes, man.
Oh,
here we go, baby. Your 70s roundup continues on TGO Radio. Everybody, it's Helen Reddy.
Oh, is this? I am, yeah.
I am woman, hear me roll.
Oof.
In numbers two.
How about I hear you make a sandwich? can we hear that? A little laundry? Can we hear the washing machine?
How about we hear a gluck sound?
Oh, I'm in a vacuum cleaner. I'd love to hear that.
Yeah. Shut up, Ellen. God, shave your pussy and shut your mouth, you fucking hairy feminist beast. I am
strong. Too busy burning bras to shave that
shit.
I am
a Labrador. For God's sakes. This song sold a fuck ton of copies,
yeah.
Man.
Oh, fuck yeah. What year?
71.
Yeah, they really, we really hadn't let them out of their cages yet in 71, had we?
Nah, I think
it was
Helen,
coming.
No, I think Helen saw a box of milk bones and broke out. This fucking dog-faced bitch.
Bitch dug under the fence again.
God damn it, Helen, get back under the fence.
Who left the fucking gate open?
Who left the fucking gate open? Helen got out again.
And she's, God damn it, she found a recording studio.
God damn it. I will tell you what, in this video, she's got some long purple bell bottoms on.
Oh, shit.
And her belly is showing. She's got some nice little fucking, like full B's on her, man. That's a good look.
Again, how about I watch you make a sandwich?
Too bad she's got hair like Marty Feldman in Young Frankenstein. With a long, long way to go until I make my brother understand. Oh, yes, I'm wise, but it's wisdom on a pain. Oh, my God.
How about I am woman, hear me gargle.
Yeah, gluck, gluck, gluck. Suck this dick, Helen. It's not going to suck itself.
Look, honey, it's a great song. I'm glad you got out for a little while. Now, come here.
Yeah. Let's get this figured out, Helen. I mean, come on.
Let's get this figured out.
I mean, I was born in 72, and even I haven't, you know, like, even I know how big this fucking song is.
Oh, yeah.
An enormous song. Those are some pipes on old Helen, though, for real.
You know who else had pipes? Oh, God damn it. Who did Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia?
Fucking Vicki Lawrence.
Vicki Lawrence.
Yeah.
She had pipes, man.
Yeah, she did. Yeah. Yep.
I mean, that woman had it all.
She was only really ever known for comedy at the end,
yeah.
But she had that one single that did really well. Who wrote that? Do you remember? Right, because I
want to, you know, for some reason, something tells me that Gladys Knight brought that to her.
Is that right?
I don't know. I don't know why it popped into my head. Maybe Gladys Knight and the Pips did a version of it.
Boy, again, Vicki Lawrence would have had to have had some pipes on her because she has got a fucking face and a hairdo. I mean, holy fuckaroni, man. Golly, buddy.
And she was the one that was discovered by Carol Burnett, right?
I don't know the honest answer
so.
To that.
Yeah.
Let's see. He was on his way home from Candletop. Been 2 weeks gone and he thought he'd stop at Webb's and have him a drink before he went home to her.
Ugh.
Andy Warlow said hello. Written by Bobby Russell.
Sit down, I got some bad news. It's gonna hurt. Said I'm your best friend.
Only
hurt you more.
Only the tip's gonna hurt, Vicki. And once you loosen up a little bit, it'll be just fine.
It's gonna hurt me a lot more than it's gonna hurt you.
Yep. And then you know that's right. But your young bride ain't home tonight. Since you've been gone, she's been seeing that Amos boy Seth.
Uh-oh. Fucking lights are going out.
They sure are.
Oh, boy. And Andy said, boy, don't you lose your head, because to tell
you the truth, I've been with her myself. Oh, wow. Jesus. That's
a night that the now, this get on the radio. It's pretty risky for the early 70s. That's a night that they haunt an innocent man. Well, now, wait a minute. No, come on.
The judge in the town got bloodstains on his hands. Oof. Well, Andy got scared and left. Buddy, it's got a great chorus and nothing else to fucking recommend.
Yeah,
I mean, it is just...
Yeah. Walking on home because he didn't live far. See, Andy didn't have many friends and he just lost him one.
Nice flutes. So oh, mother's fucking your woman there, Bob.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit. Look out. He went off to Andy's house. Uh-oh. Slipping through the backwoods quiet as a mouse. Came upon some tracks too small for Andy to make. Like Lee Harvey Oswald when he almost shot the general that time. He looked through the screen at the back porch door. Uh-oh. And he saw Andy lying on the floor. Uh-oh. In a puddle of blood. And he started to shake. The Georgia Patrol wasn't making their rounds, so he fired a shot just to flag them down. And a big belly chap grabbed his gun and said, why'd you do it? This is ridiculous, this song. This is ridiculous. Slapped the sheriff on the back with a smile, said, supper's waiting at home, and I gotta get to it.
That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. It's a big hit.
I mean, yeah, but I stayed by my initial analysis. It's got a hell of a chorus,
but the rest is
and
garbage.
Nothing else to recommend it. It is a trash fire, this song. Holy fuckaroni. And I got a lot of respect I got a lot of respect for Vicky as a comedian, but goddamn. Ooh.
I was thinking she sung better. I mean, it's not bad, but...
No, I mean, the chorus
I remember the song a little differently for some reason, and I don't think I've heard this song since I was a kid.
It's your home for the hits. All right, everybody. Well, listen, let's call it here. It is almost 7 o'clock on the East Coast.
Yeah, right on.
Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week on TGO Radio.
The show is over.